You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Many of you listening could have spent time on the waters or by the waters of Ireland's longest river, the River Shannon. Well, the good news now is that you can enjoy spectacular views of the majestic Shannon from the comfort of your own home, thanks to the Google Trekker Loan Programme, which has captured the diverse collection of water-based imagery from Loch Allen to Lough Shannon Estuary. Cormac McCarthy is on the line. He's Environment and Heritage Officer with Waterways Ireland. Cormac, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thanks very much for joining us. So what exactly is the Google Trekker Loan Programme?
Well, essentially, the Trekker Loan Programme is an initiative that Google run whereby a non-profit or a state agency can apply to Google to get a loan of their street view camera. So people might understand the camera, that's that large blue camera that sits on top of a car.
Yeah.
And it's given a street view all around the country. The Trekker Programme is a very similar camera, but it's for off-road views. So, for example, people might be aware of the Clifton Moher Walk and Loop Head has already been done by Owen Hogan in Clare Local Development Company, except this time we actually put it on a boat and we captured the River Shannon from Lough Allen the whole way to Loop Head. So the application was made by Waterways Ireland, but Google kindly gave us the camera.
And you can go onto Google Maps generally and use, I think they call it Street View, where it effectively is taken, as you described them, photos 360 degrees so you can see the streets. Is that the same technology then that's been used on the river?
Exactly. So the beauty of this project is all of the imagery is open source and anyone can access it. So if people were to go on it this morning, they would go on to their usual Google Maps page on the internet. They, on the bottom right-hand screen, there's a little yellow man. You literally pick him up, and when you hover him over the river, you'll see all these blue lines will magically appear. You literally just drop him on the blue line, and you'll be transported to that section of the Shannon.
Okay. And tell me, you did this, so the camera was, I was going to say hung up, but it was mounted on the front of a boat or something like that?
Yeah, so essentially it's actually on the top of the boat. So what it is, there's 15 individual cameras in the blue sphere and they're taking photos every 2 seconds. So it's not video, it's actually a huge amount of still photography. So for the Shannon navigation, which is under our remit, we use our own inspectorate vessel, the Inishe. But our jurisdiction actually ends in Limerick. But we were very conscious that the Shannon doesn't follow these artificial public sector jurisdictions. So we approached Clare County Council and they were incredibly supportive and they helped fund the cost of a separate vessel to take us from Limerick down to Loop Head. And that was sourced locally with Keen Marine in Kilrush. So Barry, Michael and Paddy there were fantastic and they had us out in the estuary for, I think it was about 4 days in total it took us to do
the
estuary.
So this takes quite an amount of time then to do it properly.
Yeah, we got the camera at the end of May and we started the data collection in, I think it was the 1st of June and we finished on the end of September. Now that wouldn't have been every single day, but there was 4 months of work. But you have to bear in mind, it's not just the navigation channel, like when you get into the likes of Loch Derg in particular, we wanted to go around some of the islands, we went as close to the lake shore as possible. So again, it's trying to get as much imagery and data there as possible.
And the end result is, as I'm doing as I speak with you, that you can play around in Google Maps and take a look at the river and the length of the river. Why have you done that though? I mean, there's a lot of work, there's some expense clearly, and a lot of effort that has gone into this, but what's the benefit?
I suppose the premise for the application to Google was a lot of people experience the Shannon, but they experience it from the road or they're looking onto the Shannon. And when we were developing our heritage plan within the organisation, a key thing that we were getting back was, particularly from the boaters, is that to really fully appreciate the majesty of the Shannon, you have to be on the Shannon looking outwards. We were kind of conscious that that's not really accessible to everyone. So one of the reasons was to foster that sense of place and shared heritage that, you know, communities living alongside the Shannon can now not only experience the Shannon from the water, from the safety of their own sitting room, but they can also develop projects. And this is the beauty of it being an open source mapping software. Mm. People can create heritage projects. It'll be incredibly important as well in terms of not only Waterways Ireland marketing the Shannon navigation, but Ireland's Hidden Heartlands, the Wild Atlantic Way. There's a huge amount of, I suppose, business and community level projects that can come out of this.
So Have you an example of what sort of projects we could be talking about? I mean, is this a way of promoting these areas? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, well, I suppose one thing we did do, as well as the navigation channel, we actually captured all the facilities along the Shannon. So if there was a private marina or a public marina or mooring, they're all collected. That would be very important in terms of people maybe planning a trip to the Shannon. They might have voted on the Shannon before. They want to see, you know, what are the facilities like? And this will give them a hands-on view of it. On the other side, then, there's amazing cultural projects have been done using Street View. So I suppose one of the most recent ones was Dublin 1916 Rising, which the Google Cultural Institute did. And what that did was, using Street View, it embedded other photography, some historical videos and some oral history. So really, the breadth of what you can do with this type of Street View imagery, you're literally only limited by your imagination. And Google are very good like that. They'll come, they'll give advice and go, this is the imagery now that's been collected, this is what you can do with it. So I suppose we've literally, it was launched only last week. So what we're going to be doing now is advertising that, letting community groups that it's there, it's open to them, not only to promote their own communities, their heritage projects, but also for local businesses, that they can now start maybe promoting their business, but from a totally unique perspective from the water.
Do many people, from your Waterways Ireland point of view, Cormac, do many people come to Ireland to do something like you have done, to take a trip in a boat along the length of the Shannon? Is there more potential to attract visitors here, with this perhaps being part of the calling card?
Yeah, I suppose what you would have is, you'd have a lot of people living in Ireland who have their own vessels, and they would, you know, members of the IWAI and the Heritage Boat Association, and they would, you know, traverse the last of the Shannon each year. When people come, sometimes they'll be a rental boat and they will go a certain distance and then they'll come back again to leave the boat back. What we're hoping now is maybe some of those honeypot sites, you know, the likes of, you know, there's areas around Loch Derg, Loch Green, Loch Allen that people go to an awful lot. But now, essentially, people go, well, look, I've never been to Kilglass Loch up around the North Shannon, or I've never been to these other smaller, more remote locations. And what people can now do is, well, let's see what that area is like. Let's see the facilities nearby. And then also, because it's embedded in Google Maps, they can go, right, there's actually two or three villages nearby. So if we bring our boat, we can go and visit there. So what we're hoping is it'll give a much more immersive experience before people even arrive in the country, and maybe, you know, spread that well throughout the entire navigation and not just the regular spots where people go on their rental boats.
I got to give you compliments. A lot of the pictures were taken, at least the ones down this neck of the woods in July, when the sun was out and the skies are blue. The place looks beautiful.
Oh, we were, like, in terms of, this was actually meant to happen last year, but unfortunately we couldn't get the camera. And actually, it was a blessing in disguise. I remember particularly being out in Loch Derg, and there was days, and literally, it was nearly like we had photoshopped the sky.
Yeah.
It was so blue. It was absolutely amazing. And I suppose all my friends were like, oh, you're so lucky you're out in the boat all the time. I suppose what people didn't realise, we were on the boat, but we were inside in the cabin, because as soon as you went outside, you were caught on camera.
I've seen you caught a couple of times, yeah.
Oh, yes, people. Particularly, I know we had to go through the fantastic lock, the double lock at Ardna
Crusha, exactly.
But we were constantly outside the boat holding onto the rope. So, yeah, we've been immortalised, even though our faces have been bugged out for all eternity.
Well, look, it is what it is, and it's a nice little trek along the Shannon. Is there anywhere, I don't know if the screen can truly capture it, I mean, and that's just the same and everything, but is there anywhere that even virtually you recommend we should check out?
Yeah, I think definitely and I suppose from a Waterways Ireland point of view, we have jurisdiction down to Limerick, but what you find is a lot of the boat and the cruising companies don't permit boats beyond Killaloe. So from a Clare point of view, that section from Killaloe down to Limerick absolutely blew my mind. It was spectacular, really, really beautiful stretch of river. You get to go through Ardna Crusha and then down on into Limerick. There, and I suppose also the Callows, you know, I had been to Clonmacnoise, but to approach Clonmacnoise from the river as you go around the bend and you just see the sight, there's a couple of real gems. And I suppose that's the beauty of it. You can do it quite randomly. You can literally pick that little yellow man up and drop him in random locations. But we're very blessed, definitely, to have the Shannon Navigation Ireland. This is the first time that there has been a river street view done in the country. It really is. There's hours of endless fun there, just literally covering the Shannon.
And hours off coming up for people as well. You've started in the right place. I hope that people do check it out. It's just simply go to maps.google.ie and, as you say, pick up the yellow man in the bottom right hand corner of the screen and take it from there. And a nice little one to show off as well. Cormac, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Kevin.
All the very best. Do take care. Cormac McCarthy is the Environment and Heritage Officer with Waterways Ireland. Tell your friends and like them to check out the River Shannon from wherever they are. Anywhere in the world, of course, you can do that one. And like Cormac was saying, lots of fun to be had. I have to close it down now and not be distracted for the rest of the programme. It's Morning Focus. We're here with you until 12 o'clock. When we're back in a couple of minutes, we're going to talk more about that incident, or I suppose those incidents in Roscommon over recent times. So do stay tuned. The ones that are making the headlines today with regards to that home that was repossessed. It's 086 1800 964 for your thoughts.
If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964, or email focus@clare.fm.